And we are doing now the midos of Hashem from the Sefer Torah and Dvorah, and we are up to the midah of, it's called Yashuv Yirachameinu. Yashuv Yirachameinu. It's the seventh midah. And all of these midahs discuss the great chesed and rachamim that Hashem has for us. So what is Yashuv Yirachameinu? Hashem will give us mercy again. What do you mean again? Okay? So, Tovar Dvorah says the following. Hine, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnaheg kemidas basar v'adam. Hashem does not behave with us like people, like man. She'im hich'isoy chaveroi. By man, if someone got upset at you, kishu misratze imoy, when he's, you know, makes up with you, misratze me'at, he makes up a little bit. You know, okay, a little bit, you know, he'll make up with you. But it will never restore, it will be very difficult to restore the relationship to a way that it was before. Okay? So sometimes you could have a scenario where you have one person, you know, they got into a fight with someone else, and eventually they both decide, you know what, let's just get over this, let's get past this, I don't want to be upset at each other, and we'll be mochel each other. But just because they're mochel each other does not mean they're going to be best friends anymore. It could be it's too late for them to actually be best friends. Right? It's too late. There was too much pain, there was too much problems. They can't necessarily be best friends anymore. So, Hashem does not act that way with us. As a matter of fact, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that one of the ikrim of tshuva is tefillah. And what do you have to daven for in tshuva? One of the things you have to daven for is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not only accept our tshuva, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should restore the relationship to the way it was before. Why? Because the concern is that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the Avera and he doesn't punish us for the Avera, but you know what? He'll say, okay, look, I'm not going to punish you, but I still don't want to have anything to do with you. You know? I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. I'm not going to punish you. You go your way, I go my way, and that's it. So one of the things you have to daven for is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring back the relationship to the way it was before. And by the way, according to the Vilna Gaon, this is the continuity between Sukkot and Yom Kippur. What's the Sukkot? What's Yom Kippur? What this Yom Kippur? After Yom Kippur is Sukkot. What's the connection? He says, because after Yom Kippur, Hashem forgave us. But you know what? Anani HaKavod. But Ketzin HaKavod, Anani HaKavod. Anani HaKavod was here already from Pesach when they left Mitzrayim.
No, they were restored after Kippur.
Oh, because after the Chayit, after the Avera, Hashem could have said, look guys, I'm not punishing you for the Egel, but I don't want to have anything to do with you. I'm not going to go above and beyond. I'm just going to treat you like everyone else. And that's it. And then Hashem brought back the Anani HaKavod. And he brought back the Mishkan. And he said, build the Mishkan. Ah, Hashem, we're so happy. You want to give us extra stuff. You want to restore the relationship. So says the Tamar Dvorah, Yashuv Yirachameinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu restores the relationship. Aval imchata adam v'asa tshuva. In fact, he takes it a step further. If a person did Avera and did tshuva, ma'aloso yoser gedoyla im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The maila he has is greater than the person that never sinned. V'hainu b'makom shebaalei tshuva oimdin. In a place where Baal tshuva stands, ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim la'amod. A tzadik cannot stand in the place where Baal tshuva stands. Baal tshuva is on a higher level than a tzadik. Why? V'hatam. Now he goes on to explain the whole thing. Why is a tzaddik, why is a Baal Tshuva on a higher level? So he goes off a little to explain it, but the concept he's basically going to say is that the Baal Tshuva, in order to attain Tshuva, has to come and restore his relationship with Hashem on an even higher level. So since he has to come and restore his relationship with Hashem on an even higher level, right? So then... So he has to restore the relationship with Hashem on an even higher level. So therefore, therefore, the process got him even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you see from there that Hashem respects the process enough that he's willing to he's willing to take us onto a higher level than we were before. So he explains like this. The Gemara says the following: Hatam kidepirshu beperek haboine beinyan hay. He says that in Maseches Shabbos, in Maseches Shabbos, it talks about what is the significance of the letter hay. What is the significance of the letter hay? So he says, Lama hiyasuya kach sadra. Right? Why was the hay shaped like this? Right? Why is the hay shaped the way it is? Shekol roitza lotzeis me'olamo yetze. Because Hashem gave us bechira. And anybody can fall out of the bottom of the world. So there's a space on the bottom that's wide open. You know why it's wide open? Because everywhere you go within the hay, you could see the way out. Right? There's nowhere you can go that you don't see the way out. And the world was created that way too. There's so many nisyonot. There's so many tests. There's so many challenges. Wherever you go, there'll be a challenge. You're never going to find a spot in this world protected from the challenge. Wherever you are, you could go down. Wherever you are, you can fall out the bottom. So that's why, Olam, that's why, I'm just on the Zoom now, so it's good to see you. That's why Olam Hazeh was created with a hay. Because you could always fall out the bottom.
A hay.
Ha'ot a hay. No. Shekatu b'gemara, the world was created with the letter hay. So see, people could fall down the bottom. So says the Gemara. So it should be shaped like a chet. It should be shaped like a chet. Right? It should be closed on the side completely. So says the Gemara. No, but Hashem wanted people to be able to come back in. They should be able to come back in. So says the Gemara, okay, so let them come back in the way they came out. So says the Gemara, lo mistaya milsa. It doesn't work that way. You cannot just decide your whole life. Imagine it's like an addiction. Okay? The last 30 years, I'm a smoker. Okay, so I fell at the bottom. I'm addicted. Now you decide one day, you know what? No, I'm not going to be addicted anymore. So come back in the top. It doesn't work that way. Okay, I'm not going to do it anymore. You can't do that. You're at a point where you're at your control. You can't fix that. So what do you have to do? Says the Gemara. You have to come in around the top. You have to find a new way in. That's why there's a space on the side of the hay on top. Hashem says, if you want to come back in, there's tshuva. But you have to, in order to do tshuva, you can't just come in and stay on the bottom. You have to come in and you'll be immediately on the top. Because in order to do tshuva, you have to come in on a higher level than you were when you started. Because Kozman, you never fall out the bottom, so you're in there. You're in the hay. Once you fell out the bottom, you can't come back in. You have to come back around on top. So the Baal tshuva has basically found his way back into the top in a way that makes him on a higher level than the tzaddik. Because the tzaddik never fell at the bottom, so maybe he doesn't have to struggle to be on the top of the hay. He could, you know, he can manage on the bottom of the hay. But the Baal Tshuva, in order for him to really get tshuva, he's got to come back in around on the top. Okay? Pirish. This is what he says. I'm just going to read it inside. Ha'olam nivra behei. Ve'akadosh baruch hu bara olam patuach. Litzad hara, it's open. Ve'achet lervach, it's wide open. Ein tzad she'ein chomer v'yetzer hara. There's no way. There's nowhere in the hay that there's no yetzer hara there. It's like an achsadja. It's wide open. Kol misha rotze latzet me'olamo, it's open. You could do it, right? But in order to come back in, ratu bazeh she'ashav b'tshuva lo yaspik lo she'en nigdar ba'avon, like the tzaddik. He can't just protect himself, right? A guy who's not a smoker, so when he goes by when he goes into a 7-Eleven, right? So okay, there's, you know, the guy selling the cigarettes. He looks at it, interesting. You know, oh, what's the price these days? Tobacco going up, going down, okay. And then he goes, gets his Slurpee, and he goes out. The guy that is addicted, if he knows himself, the only way to protect himself is that he won't go into the store to begin with. He's got to be so much more protected of himself, right? So that's, he's reached a higher level. So he says, Omnam achoyte shechata v'shav lo yaspik lo. So at the end he says, Im yitkarev sham bekal yifateo yitzro. Yeah, the Yetzirahara is going to catch him right away. The Yetzirahara is going to, so he knows he has to protect himself extra. So he says, therefore, the Baal Tshuva who suffered and struggled and went through the Nisyonot and found a way out, he's on a higher level. So he says, what do you see from here? You see that Hashem is willing to accept the Baal Tshuva back even on a higher level than he was before. So it's not just that Hashem is willing to erase the Avera and Hashem is willing to look the other way and not punish the person and let him, you know, okay, you know what, I'll let you get away. No, it's much more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to let the person back in on a higher level than he was before. The hay is open. So imagine you have somebody that, you know, he was hired by an employer. An employer had an employee. The employee did a major mess up. So he had to fire him. Now the employee comes back and says, by the way, I improved, I understand my mistake, so I want a job. Okay, so if the employer is a nice guy, he'll let him back in as the janitor. Maybe if he's a real nice guy, he'll give him back his old job. Now the employer says, you know what? Your tshuva is unbelievable. I'm going to give you, not only am I rehiring you, I'm going to give you a promotion. You're going to be assistant manager now. Why in the world? No, I trust you so much. I trust that you came to such a higher level, right? So that's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says to us, not only you fell at the bottom, and not only am I going to let you come back in, I'm going to bring you in on a higher level. I'm going to accept your tshuva so much that I'm going to bring you back to a higher level than you were when you left. So that's this midah, that's the special midah that Hashem has called Yashuv Yirachameinu. Hashem will give us more rachamim than we had when we started. And that's part of the tshuva process, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu respects our tshuva so much that he allows the person to even come in on a higher level than he was when he started. So that's this midah. And, you know, now we'll talk tomorrow about, you know, so what happens, so now what? So what do we, you know, how do we apply that to our life? We'll talk about that tomorrow. All right?
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Good to see. I guess people will start coming back from their vacations, and it's good to see everyone.